Now the U.S.-China trade war. The final list of Chinese products subject to President Trump's tariffs is long, containing more than 5,000 items. It means a wide range of Massachusetts businesses that use those products could be affected, from science labs to cranberry farms. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
Microscope slides and pharmaceutical glassware are on the list of Chinese imports that will be hit with an extra 10% levy beginning Monday, along with many of the metals and gases on the periodic table. The result could be higher supply costs for biotechnology companies, says John Weaver, the chief operating officer of Massachusetts Biomedical Initiatives in Worcester.
For new companies, there will be an impact. You know, for early stage startups who are trying to scrape everything they can get together to get their lab established, you know, an increase in cost on anything is obviously going to make that more challenging, and it's, you know, extremely challenging as it is.
There are other worries. Weaver says about a fifth of the 31 startups in his incubator receive funding from China or have founders from China, and being in a trade war isn't good for business.
May have concerns about being able to access foreign customers or other services of that nature that might be out that way. So I think the uncertainty is one of the questions and concerns that people are going to have.
Uncertainty is weighing on other business sectors, too. Brian Wick is the executive director of the Cape Cod Cranberry Growers Association. He worries about retaliatory taxes that could make exporting cranberries to China harder.
If the U.S. increases its tariffs, then China is going to increase theirs. We're just hoping that these things get resolved and we can get away from where we're at.
The clock is ticking. President Trump's 10% tariff on Chinese imports is set to increase to 25% on New Year's Day. In the meantime, Wick is scratching his head because the tart little berry he grows made the president's list of Chinese imports to tax.
No one's ever heard of a Chinese cranberry, so I don't think they exist. Certainly not any quantifiable amount that would be imported.
Too bad, because pricier imports could, in theory, enable Cape Cod cranberry growers to charge a little more, too. They're desperate for a boost, because the cost to produce a barrel of cranberries these days is often higher than the price a farmer can fetch. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.